Angus watched until he saw the party approaching.
I might have known. It's Bear Grun and Grub. They've brought company. Two travellers.
Simeon tapped his stick on the snow eagerly.
Oh, good. We'll have some fresh tales in Cavern Hole tonight.
Old Friar Cocklebear hurried along with the preparations for a midwinter mossflower feast, helped by his assistant, Alder. Both mice worked furiously, putting the finishing touches to dishes as they called out orders to the Red Wallers on kitchen duty.
Brush more honey on that pie if you want a good shiny crust.
Pass those chopped nuts and green sap milk, please.
Quick, pull those pasties from the oven before they're too brown.
Gary Quill, will you stop loading hot root pepper into that soup?
Oh, leave me be. Soup's gotta be hot to be any good.
Paws on hips, Cocklebear glared at the hedgehog.
I wish you'd go back to your cellars and see to the drinks with your Uncle Gabriel. Go on, be off with you.
Duddy popped a candied chestnut into his mouth and spoke round it.
Drinks are all ready. Tober ale, elderberry wine, strawberry cordial, and fizzy dandelion cup. Now to do in cellar, old Uncle Gabe, he's taking a nap before feasting, resting his stomach.
Aubrecia and Bulltip had been shown round the abbey. They gaped and marvelled at the great structure, expressing their admiration for it at every opportunity. Later, they had been shown to the rooms by a formal. Now, rested, washed and garbed in warm old green habits, they came down to the place called Cavern Hole to attend the feast. Aubrecia smiled at the gallant young male mice, who flocked about her, each one trying to outdo the other, as they saw to every need of the pretty stranger in their midst.
Sit here, Miss Aubrecia, next to me.
No, sit here. It's more comfortable. Here's a cushion.
You must have travelled far. Let me get you some food.
Perhaps you'd like to try some elderberry wine. It'll take the chill of your long journey away, Miss Aubrecia.
Abbot Saxtus looked over the top of his spectacles, wagging a paw.
So much help for one traveller. Aubrecia, come and sit here with Bulltip and Simeon. Here, I'll push up a bit so you'll be next to me. Why shouldn't a venerable old abbot have the pleasure of a pretty mouse maid's company?
Aubrecia curtsied and smiled.
Why not indeed, Father Abbot?
Bulltip had a massive appetite. Scarcely had grace been said when he was munching away, sampling this and that, as he allowed old Gabe Quill to fill his tankard.
Red Wall October Ale! Finest in moss flower. Try with some nut bread and yellow sage cheese, young gog.
Aubrecia sipped from her beaker and shuddered.
Ooh, tastes lovely. Full of tiny bubbles, too. What is it?
Simeon pushed a large confection towards her.
It's called Fizzy Dandelion Cup. Very nice with snow cream pudding and damsons. Fill your plate. My nose told me today when we met that you are a healer, am I right?
Aubrecia looked surprised at the blind mouse's keen perception.
Yes, you're right, Simeon. I am a healer.
Simeon reached out and took hold of Bulltip's hefty paw.
And you, sir? I don't think you are a healer somehow.
I'm no healer. Just a travelling companion protecting Aubrecia.
The blind herbalist felt the strength of Bulltip's paw as he flexed it.
I imagine you do it very well. Woe betide the beast who stands in the way of this paw.
Laughter and merry chatter rose to the rafters of the big room beneath the abbey. There was warmth there, good companionship and good humour. Dishes went this way and that from paw to paw. Snow cream pudding, hot fruit pies, colourful trifles, tasty pasties, steaming soup, new bread with shiny golden crusts, old cheeses studded with dandelion, acorn and celery, sugared plums and honeyed pears vied for place with winter salads and vegetable flans. Aubrecia and Bulltip joined in the merriment, enjoyed the food, and basked in the legendary hospitality of Red Wall Abbey. It was late night. Sleepy little ones had been carried off to their dormitory beds, and fresh torches placed in the wall sconces. Bulltip nibbled on his fourth pasty. Draining a tankard of October ale, he looked about at the still-chattering Red Wallers, bantering with one another across the tables.
Does no beast ever sleep in this place, Simeon?
The herbalist shrugged.
Are you tired, friend?
Bulltip blew on a bowl of hot soup.
Not me, I'm wide awake now.
The abbot watched the soup disappear.
Good, that's the spirit. None of us has to rise early and work tomorrow. It's winter and there's not a lot to do save eat and sleep. So we eat when we're hungry and sleep when we feel like it. How does that suit you, Aubrecia?
The mouse maid sat back contentedly.
It's